From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California was almost entirely free of extreme weather warnings today, but firefighters working to contain massive wildfires were cautioned about increasingly warm and dry conditions heading toward the Labor Day weekend. The two largest fires, east and north of San Francisco Bay, were at least 60% surrounded, according to CAL FIRE. A third big fire, burning to the south in the Santa Cruz Mountains region, was 39% surrounded. The progress has allowed thousands of people to return home, but many remain under evacuation orders. Hundreds of wildfires ignited since a massive electrical storm on August 15th have burned more than 2,218 square miles. There have been 7 deaths and nearly 2,500 structures destroyed, including many homes. A spare the air alert for the Bay Area is in effect through at least tomorrow. California State University Chico canceled its limited number of in-person classes today and told students to vacate campus housing by the weekend after at least 30 people tested positive for the coronavirus days after the fall semester started. University President Gail Hutchinson announced in a statement yesterday that the in-person classes it offered when the semester started last week will be virtual only for the duration of the fall semester. She also asked students to vacate on-campus housing by Sunday because nearly all on-campus residences have at least one positive case and, quote, there's concern the numbers will only increase, unquote. She said university staff will help students secure alternate housing, and students with no other housing options will be accommodated. The fall semester started last week with about 10% of their 4,200 classes taking place in person. California lawmakers want the state attorney general to investigate all police shootings that kill an unarmed civilian. The bill is one of the highest profile reforms filed this year in response to the killing of George Floyd while in police custody. The Senate okayed the bill yesterday, despite opposition from Attorney General Javier Becerra, who's called it, quote, untenable and unreasonable, unquote. He says it would cost his office up to $80 million a year, but the bill easily passed the Senate with bipartisan support and is now headed toward a final vote in the state assembly. And the California State Legislature passed a bill yesterday that would require firearm manufacturers to embrace a technology called microstamping. KALW's B. Saul has more.
Microstamping is a technique that leaves unique imprints on bullets fired from semi-automatic pistols. The marking reveals the gun's make, model, and serial number, and that can help law enforcement more quickly identify perpetrators. But gun makers have argued against the idea. They say the technology is unreliable because the etching on the firing pin doesn't leave a legible imprint on every bullet casing and could be removed by the shooter. They also claim a criminal could intentionally drop other bullets at a crime scene to confuse law enforcement. This same law originally passed back in 2007, but was delayed for years due to court challenges from gun industry groups. The state Supreme Court ultimately upheld the law 2 years ago, but gun makers got around it. They stopped introducing new pistol models to the California market and kept selling approved old models without microstamping technology. This new bill, AB 2847, would require the state attorney general to remove 3 old pistol models from the certified handgun list and replace them with models that have microstamping technology. The bill now goes to the governor for approval or veto. In Oakland, I'm B. Saul, KALW News.
You can find more news online at KALW.org and keep up to date by subscribing to our Twitter and Facebook accounts. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.